Hello, this is Daniel with Morning Espresso, where I discuss what it's like to be a freelance web designer. I will discuss some funny and sad stories, but they are real life stories and great lessons. Today's show is sponsored by WPCpedia, my favorite support company, which offers hosting, security, performance, updates, and monthly reports. Check them out on my sponsors page. And now on to today's topic, staying in your lane. So what does that mean? As a freelance web designer, especially as you get more experience, you're always greeted with the question of, do you stay a freelancer or do you really create a full scale agency? Meaning, do I go out and hire a developer, graphic design artist, full time, receptionist? Maybe look to get a brick and mortar. Maybe I'll be in a position to compete with some of the larger agencies in Atlanta and look at jobs that could potentially pay me six figures. Wouldn't that be great? But then I always think about, you know, it's kind of nice being a freelancer. It's kind of nice that I can outsource and hire a developer or a graphic artist or a wordsmith. And I don't have to worry about that pressure of making sure that I'm bringing in enough income to make sure I meet their salaries. Also, one of the things that I always think about when I'm greeted with this, and it's something that always comes up about every 6 months about the potential of growing bigger, is something that my business mentor says. And he always hits me with analogies, and sometimes I don't quite understand those analogies, but one of his favorite analogies is, hey, do you want to be the chicken or do you want to be the farmer? And I never could understand what he was saying, but essentially what he's saying is a freelancer is the chicken. He just goes out, you know, lays a couple of eggs. He's got one job and one job only. And you know, he's living pretty comfortable. Now the farmer, on the other hand, he's got multitude of jobs. And one of the things that the farmer has to do is make sure all the animals are taken care of and cared for and fed properly and making sure that they produce. And that's kind of the thing about if you do take and grow into a full scale agency. My fear is that I would move away from the thing that I really love about what I do right now. And that's creating people's visions. I think I'd get more to what I was doing when I was in corporate America, and that's more of managing people. And that's one of the things that while initially I did love, I grew to really not want to continue to do that for the rest of my life. Didn't want to have to deal with, you know, everyone else's issues and concerns. You know, I can deal with my own issues and concerns and still be able to stay pretty much motivated. It's kind of hard sometimes to motivate people. A lot of people are motivated by different things. Some people are not motivated. You know, some people are motivated by income or the potential of income. Some people are motivated by work experience. When they come to work, is it a fun experience, a happy experience? It's not a pressure cooker. Some people are just, you know, inspired by the fact that they have a job. They have something to do. They have a check that they pick up. A lot of people are not motivated by the same things that you're motivated. I was always motivated by the thought of growing, whether it's growing in economics, but my check being bigger and bigger month by month, or just growing into the ability to continue to add more and more tasks on. So I can say, hey, I'm doing a lot more. I always had that inner drive to want to succeed. And so what I realized is when I was in corporate America and I was managing folks, a lot of people don't have those same drives. Some people, you know, their motivation is the fact that they get up every day and they go to work, like I said previously. And so when I get back to thinking about, you know, staying in my lane and whether or not I want to grow and take my my digital agency into a larger conglomerate, I sometimes lean on other friends and that are in my community. I see some of the issues that they deal with, especially with big agencies, and I'm not quite sure that I want to do that. Again, I always reach back to my business mentor, and one of the things that we talked about, and he previously had worked in the insurance industry, and he once told me that at the heart of his company or his agency, he had 500 what he called his primary or his main clients. And those 500 clients, he had their homeowners, their auto, if they had any property, he had that rental insurance. He had their life insurance. If they were business owners, he had their business insurance. And those 500 are his base. He averaged about 750, or so I would say. He said the least he got was about 750 in premium dollars, not premium dollars, but commission dollars. And I got to doing the math on it. I said, well, that's almost $400,000 a year. And he looked at me and said, exactly. And he could turn around and manage those 500 accounts pretty easily. He didn't need to hire additional staff. It was just him and a secretary. And that's what he did for about 25 years. Then he didn't have the 500 from day one. It took him about 6 or 7 years to get close to that number. And he did a great job of as people kind of fell off, that he brought in other people to kind of fit in there. But he said he averaged about 500 clients and customers. And he was able to, as you can tell, make a significant lifestyle money. And so I look at my business, and while I'm not nowhere near being a millionaire, but you know, it's nice to live comfortable. It's nice to be able to do a lot of things that I can do without the stress of having to deal with a huge big client and other potential things. I've got great clients. You know, they haven't paid me seven figures or six figures, but they've paid me what they could pay. It was a great fair price. And I've tried my best to give them the service and product that they need. I appreciate this time. I'd love to hear what you guys think about. If you're in a position where you're thinking about moving outside of your lane, please comment down below, and I definitely will respond back. Thanks, and you have a blessed one.